It's definitely possible living on modeling. Finding the right agent is the key. The one that believes in you. Because when you get there, the work kind of stops because you bring what you've done yesterday or day before or day before. When I'm not at a shoot, that's my working day because that's when I work on me just to become a better person, to give out a better energy. On the way to the casting, I do visualizing, entering, being loved, people looking at me, they loving my look, they loving my personality, asking me questions, I visualize it. When I go there, no matter what the energy that they give, I'll give it the best energy because we only have now to try as hard as we can. It all comes with, you love you, then you will love the casting.
Welcome to another episode of the Model Agents Podcast. I'm Gemma Howarth, the CEO and founder of Body London. Today on the episode, I'm interviewing FA, one of my very successful male models. He has a beautiful mindset, and I think you guys will learn a lot from what he has to say. Hi, FA.
Hi, Gemma.
Did I say it right?
Yes.
Yay. How are you?
Slightly nervous, but hey, hopefully you go easy on me.
Don't be nervous. We're all friends here. Okay, so let's start from the beginning. Where were you born?
I was born in Turkey, in the Black Sea area.
Yeah.
To be more specific, it's across the water from Russia. Wow. That's where my dad's side's from, and I grew up near Greece, Izmir. So Greek name is Smyrni.
Smyrni.
Wow. Yeah, that's where my mom's side's from. They're originally from Bulgaria, but
oh, really?
Yeah, grandparents moved to Smyrni in when he was 12. So that's very early on. And same grandparents moved to Australia, Sydney. That's where I moved to Australia.
That's where the accent, you know, comes from.
Yeah, the weird twang.
Yeah, it's not weird. I love it. International. Yeah. So do you miss back home?
There are things I miss. Family, of course.
Yeah.
Food, of course. We love food. Turkish food is just incredible. I guess I'm too focused in exploring new things. Outgrew my own culture.
Yeah.
And that makes me not really have the biggest FOMO about it.
Really?
So... yeah, I know some people miss a lot, but
yeah.
Also, it's just 3 hours. I just
so
fly.
True, yeah,
yeah.
And also, you are such a Londoner. I know you've only been here 6 months, but in my eyes, I think we've already embraced you, and you just are. Well, don't you think?
You guys have a big role with embracing me, as like because you embraced me, made me embrace everything else. Like you've given me an amazing start because. People struggle moving to a new city, country that they never lived before. What helped me initially was me living in Australia for 10 years and the system, everything is pretty similar with Australia. But then people move to a new city, struggle to find work, struggle to find jobs. Not going to lie, some people told me that as a model, when you move to London, it takes a lot of time for the market to get to know you and then you start working. And people told me it's very expensive, be careful. And I'm like, as soon as I was with you guys, and thanks to my MA, obviously, for introducing us and getting me signed with you guys. And as soon as I signed with you guys, it was just like, bang on. I remember confirming one of the biggest jobs on the fifth day, actually.
Really?
After I landed.
Love that.
Yeah.
We're busy at Body. We make you money.
Yeah,
we're like busy.
as we know, Body is a money-making factory, we would say.
Yeah. Oh, that does make me happy. It's interesting though, the negatives that people say, but they're probably trying to, you know, protect you. But I think it's just important to just go for it. Go for anything in life and just do your best.
To be more specific, negatives about...
No, when you were just saying, oh, you know, be careful, London, slow.
Because I think people believe what they experience is the level of your experience is going to be. However, that's where it's more important to find your person agent who cares about you and helps you making the right moves, and as models, if we can just listen.
Yeah. But also work as a team.
Definitely teamwork. Definitely. Yeah. Knowing what we want, also not demanding too much.
Mm.
The right agent will tell us from A to Z, everything, business side of the things, because modeling is not just about shooting magazines and shooting campaigns and not just going to castings. There are a lot of behind the scenes work. And the right agent will teach you that. And that was my turning point, if we were talking about making money.
Can you elaborate on that?
I can elaborate. So you guys provided me work, castings, majority of the time bang on confirmations. For me to keep up with that, I had to get the right knowledge about the business side of it, as well as having my personality that is liked by the clients. And I became a regular when there was an opportunity to become a regular. And also, for me, I feel like when I'm at a shoot, that's my day off. When I'm not at a shoot, that's my working day, because that's when I work on me, from my personality, just to become a better person, to give out a better energy. We need to have a better energy first. Go to the gym, eat well, take care of my skin. Shout out to PHP, Dr. Felipe.
Love.
Yeah, he's great. He's based in Marylebone, and this guy is just... So that's when I work. So when I'm at a shoot, it's my day off. So that's when I enjoy it. And to have all these combinations, you need to have the right agent to listen to them, because they are constantly working with many models, where I have one experience and it's my life. But this agent is experiencing many different lives. So like, imagine the numerical order that he gets of like situations that can happen to one human being.
I love that. That is so wonderful to hear from my side, that you think when you go to a shoot, that's just a holiday.
It is. Because when you get there, the work kind of stops, because you bring what you've done yesterday or day before or day before. So.
It really makes such a difference. And I really do think that is testament to you, I think. You coming here with your energy, with us to work together as a team, you can truly make magic happen. You can really achieve what you want to achieve, but you've got to have that mindset. And I think you working on yourself on the days that you're not, and, you know, being positive and all that, all of these little things just combine to something really special.
Thank you for recognizing that. I'm happy to have the tools.
Yeah.
To collaborate with the tools that you've given.
Yeah. Love that. Okay, let's go way back. How did you first get scouted to be a model?
I miss him so much. Well, Fernando Miranda, he's currently in Paris. I can't see him.
Yeah.
I was at a train station and going on a date.
Okay.
Which worked well.
Nice.
At the time. And this guy just stopped me out of nowhere. I had longer hair, complete different hairstyle.
And then
he was like, he just told me about it, like complimented my hair, and that's when he sparked something. And growing up, I think it was my mum's friends put it in my subconscious. Oh, he's so handsome. He's going to become a model. He's like a model boy. And then growing up, I always, A, I wanted, B, I kind of knew that I was going to end up as a model. And Fernando stopping me at a train station in Sydney, Central Station. Then we started shooting. He gave me haircuts, and then we shot, we did test shoots. And then obviously I knew nothing about it. And then as I discovered myself more, he has been an amazing mentor to me. After that, after me starting learning from Fernando and doing a few shoots, actually got lucky. My first shoot ever was a global campaign that came through a friend, stylist friend. And then I did a really cool editorial in Sydney. Then I got booked out to Istanbul by the biggest brand and they just contacted me. The casting director found me through a friend and then they brought me to Turkey. Then I shot GQ in Turkey and then did a few more, signed with a couple of agencies. Some worked, some didn't work. All of us models, we all have our individual stories and I'm so grateful for everything that's worked and not. Which led me meeting my current MA, George, and then he brought me here not long after I met him, introduced me to you guys, and then you guys brought me here, basically. That is...
Wow, so it was quite a quick... So how long was that time span?
It's my third year in modelling.
Really?
As soon as I started modelling, it all actually... when Fernando scouted me in the train station, I couldn't focus in modelling because I had three jobs and I was going to uni full-time.
Right.
So I couldn't focus in... Because modelling, you need to focus on it and if you want to kill it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can do modelling on the side. On the side.
Yeah.
But I wanted to fully focus on it and that came through after I finished uni.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just bang on. Like after that, it was just on and on.
Love that.
Yeah.
Well, we do love George. George is, he's very similar to me actually. He's real attention to detail and he really, you know, he's, for anyone out there to have George as their MA, he's a legend.
He truly is. And
yeah,
like you guys are a great combo for me.
Yeah.
Having George on one side and having you guys. And
yeah. So have you ever been placed in, because obviously you went to Turkey, but you're from Turkey. Mm-hmm. Have you ever worked in any other markets apart from?
I did some work in Greece and Athens and I went to Paris and did some shoots there as well. Did a lot of jobs in Sydney before I came to Turkey. But no, I haven't been launched or haven't been signed there anywhere else yet.
How did you find Paris compared to London?
My time was very short. So
okay.
So because it was actually just a week. So I did editorials.
Mm.
So I don't think I have enough knowledge about Paris market to make any comment about it.
Okay.
One day I will.
One day when we open our agency in Paris.
Yeah. Well, we already have options from Body London.
I mean, Paris anyway. To be honest, we book you guys everywhere. So there is no limits.
That does give me a lot of confidence, not going to lie.
Yeah.
So.
That's good. What? Okay, let's maybe talk about let's go back to your rituals and your casting routine. So what is your casting routine?
I feel like I'll be revealing a lot of personal information. However.
We love that.
Well, first it starts with waking up, knowing that I have a casting. I already start loving the fact that I have a casting when I'm getting off my bed. I think about the casting as in like, I'm grateful for it. And this is automatic.
Yeah.
And then I ice my face.
You ask me a little
bit? Yeah, well, I ice my face and I don't eat much because trying to keep it centered when you eat, you feel a bit lazy. So do my skincare routine, wash my face, you know, with my face wash, do my skincare routine. On the way to a casting, I get a very nice coffee. A very nice coffee is a must for me. Mm. And obviously I put my clothes on in the way that I feel that day that I'm the most confident. And I check the brand and I try to put a little pieces that is related to that brand. Still staying in my personality lane. On the way to the casting, I do visualizing. So I start actually in my head, I start visualizing that entering, being loved, people looking at me, they loving my look, they loving my personality, asking me questions. I visualize it from beginning to the end.
Yeah.
And look, not 100%, but 90% of the time it works.
Yeah.
That would be my casting routine. And when I go there, no matter what the energy that they give, because we don't know what they've been through before me, so I don't want to judge it based upon, oh, maybe they don't like me. Oh, who cares? I'll give it the best energy because I'm there. And I don't want to disappoint Gemma. I don't want to disappoint George. Like, that would be my casting team.
That is absolutely gorgeous. I love that.
Try my best.
That's so special. I think so many people could learn so much from that. On so many levels, to be honest, not even just going to a casting. I think just in anything in life, going to a meeting, seeing your friends, seeing your, you know, me being with my kids. I think just thinking about what you're about to do and being present and being positive. But I think, again, coming back to you, that is really testament to you because you are killing it. And I think it's the energy that you're putting out there is infectious. So I think that's a wonderful answer. I love that.
Now I kind of get goosebumps right now, but yeah.
I love that. Love that. Okay, skincare routine. You talked about your skincare. What is it? We all want to know.
Well, face wash is a must, day and night. It's not too complicated. I went through a phase of living in Australia for 10 years. That sun, I think it did dry my face a bit. And when I was there trying to catch up with the work that I didn't do before, I went through using a lot of serums and stuff. But when I met Dr. Felipe, he told me, less is more. Yeah. This is what you're going to do. So face wash is a must. I start with vitamin C in the morning, gives you that glow and feeds your skin.
Mm-hmm.
And on top of that, because vitamin C layers... thinners your skin,
mm-hmm.
you have to use sunscreen to protect it from the sun, even the sun is not there.
Mm.
After that, before I go to bed, I do my face wash again. I also like clean it with cotton pad and a toner.
Cleanse, yeah.
After I wash. And before I go to bed, face wash, cotton pad, toner, and then sometimes different serums. Every third or fourth night.
So you change it
depending,
up every three?
I do change it up because they all do different stuff, but just not every day. And I use a moisturizer again, which is more thicker because my skincare doctor told me that we need more moisturizing during our sleep and during the day we shouldn't block our pores too much.
Mm. So it can regenerate the cells. Wow, I love that.
It's a work. It's a daily work.
Yeah. What is...
Skincare is like a language.
So if you were to choose one of those products, Desert Island, what would be the one that you had to have?
Oh, definitely a great moisturizer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. So you go for the moisturizer. Yeah.
Moisturizer has to be there.
Yeah. And the vitamin C and the retinol does. But yeah.
Yeah.
Do you use retinol?
I do use retinol, yeah.
Okay. What are the other serums that you use? So
I forgot the name of it. It's like D3, something that lifts.
Oh.
This Frenchman, he just like...
Okay, we're going to have our own range soon, okay,
yeah,
everybody? It's going to be...
Wow, okay.
Yeah, that'd be great. FA skincare.
Oh, yeah.
Can you imagine?
You'd love that. That'd be a great investment. I actually have a manufacturer in Turkey, as you know.
Okay, right. We're going to do it. This is on the vision board.
Yeah.
What... actually, keeping along the lines of, you know, visualization, what is on your vision board for 2025?
Just personally, there is like, I am closer to my personal hero, like me, in the soon future. But then it's just like, I feel like I'm closer than before.
Yeah.
So I would say just reaching out to that better version of myself.
Yeah.
But then I'm sure it won't happen because like it just learning never ends.
Yeah.
I will get closer and then my vision will be even further. by the end of this year. So
yeah,
it'd be, if I want to put it in a simple way, keeping the consistent work that I've already have with you guys,
mm-hmm.
And putting more on top of that, and keeping that, those legendary campaigns here and there.
Yeah.
Keeping them coming.
Yeah.
I will not share my dream one. You know my dream campaign.
I know your dream one.
And when it happens, hopefully we can celebrate it over another episode. But I would like to get that this year.
I think we can try and get that.
Yes. And would be reading more books that I learned from Better Physique, Better Mind, Better Skin, Better Human, Better Relationships.
Yeah.
That would be overall. Does that satisfy you? That answer?
Yeah, I love that. I think just trying to be the best version of yourself and learning. And that's what I love about you.
Sound cliche, but it's really a daily work that we just have to maintain every day. And I just want to have the strength to maintain that daily work. That's what I would wish and hope for.
Can I ask, have you ever been on a shoot and the energy has been off? How have you tried to counter that? And you've thought, or you've just come in with your FA energy and they've loved it.
Honestly, like, so I get it, right? So the team is there.
Yeah.
I just do a quick look. Anyone's off? Like,
Go to them.
Do you have that one person that, like, whatever you do, you can't please them kind of thing?
Yeah.
That's when you try not to please them. That's when you kind of, so like, I've never been to a shoot where the whole thing was off. I've never had that. Because the minute I walk in, I do let people know that I am a real human. I'm here and excited and I respect them. And when they see that, I guess when they see that, or I don't know, it's never been too off. But I have experienced one person sometimes here and there that's okay, we're going to have a little bit of a, that's when you really don't care about them. And focus on the rest of the team, but like not giving up on making that one person who's a bit off, making them still like feel engaged.
Yeah.
Just nice and light.
Yeah.
Eventually they give up. Eventually they ask your Instagram. Eventually they're like, we should get coffee. Like, you're actually a nice guy.
Yeah.
And I would love to work with you again. Eventually that happens. So, yeah.
I love that. That's such great energy, such great determination. So many people can take that in a negative way, but I love how you take that and you twist it and you just try and grind them down in a positive way.
Mm-hmm. Because I know that's also what they want.
Yeah.
No one really wants to be bad or negative.
Yeah.
So, you never know what they've went through. And I don't want to judge people. Like, not everyone has to be very strong. Sometimes they need to be directed. I like to think I'm a strong person, but if I wasn't directed by my mother agent and you guys, I have some moments that I think I'm good, but I need your directions. So.
Good answer. What advice would you give to a young guy who, keeps being told you've got great potential, whatever. He wants to be a model. He wants to get into the industry. What is your advice?
When you find the right agent, listen. If your gut is telling you someone's wasting your potential, it's not the right agent, never be afraid to move on. I've experienced it. The minute I made a decision to move on, I found the most amazing one to me. So never feel tied to anybody, but we really need to know that we are not the one that needs to be fixed. If you're sure within your heart that you've done your best, you've really doing everything and something still feels wrong, okay. But listening to our agents and have faith. Never lose the faith. One thing people can't give us is the faith. So many stuff I've done with you guys and before you guys, I kind of knew they were going to happen, which made me have that faith, but I couldn't see it. When you can't see it physically, and there was friends trying to tell me, or family members, there was days all I had was my own faith.
Mm.
We all have individual stories. Depends where you come from. Depends how, what are the difficulties that you experienced in life? Because everyone says modeling is not stable. Well, it is to me.
Mm.
But I listen and I wake up to it. I sleep to it. And I have the faith.
Oh my God, I love these answers. They're so wonderful. Have you ever experienced difficulties with your family members when you said to them, I want to be a model?
Yes. Well, my mum challenged me for a very long time. Well, she's a very fashionable lady. Like, I learned fashion from my mum initially growing up. She dressed me so nice and very trendy, like growing up. Even when I was a baby, always three-piece outfits. It's
love.
Like crazy, taking my photos and all that.
Love her.
But I have a degree in business and I majored information systems.
Mm-hmm.
And she loved that. And I basically did that for her, to be honest. Like, I know I had the creative. I was going to be a creative. I wanted to be a creative. I went to uni because basically just to honor my mum. And she was against it because she couldn't really see it. I feel like every mom just wants the best for their children, obviously. But yeah, after she saw it, she's like, okay,
yeah.
Like he's making it happen. And well, some family members, there will be people that they understand fashion, they don't understand fashion. They will question it. And then they will question, when you start doing it, they will question what you do. But once you get out there, when they see that, they will all love it. They will all just be like, oh, look at my nephew. Oh, look at my son. Oh, look, you know.
But I think your mum would be, you know, listening to this podcast. She would be so proud of you.
I hope so. Yeah, I hope so.
She would, just knowing that you're going and you're grasping life with your hands and you're trying to be so positive. And you, I think that's, yeah, she'd be very proud of you. I think it's your comment about trusting your gut is something that I just... My gut is never wrong. I think that is very special. So how would you give that advice to someone who doesn't really, as a bloke, okay? Because some people may say, well, that's more of a female intuition thing. How would you say to someone to trust your gut?
Well, first of all, if we say from a male's perspective, understanding the balance of masculine and feminine energy, knowing that feminine is not like it's both. We need both. Every creature needs both. After that, when you meet someone, there is something here. Like, we all have that instinct. I heard actually one of my good friends that gave me an example, because like I've been in a situation where I had love for someone, but then there was something in my chest that I'm like, man, like this, there's something in my chest. He's like, you have to trust that, because it comes from, you know, first human beings, like you drinking water from a lake and then there's a lion 50 meters behind you and you just like instantly look like you're about to get hunted. And that feeling is developed from all the way back. So it is the same. And I also, there's a quote that helps me. I'm a 50 Cent fan.
Are
I
you?
Love him.
I love 50.
So he says that if it slithers like a snake.
Yeah.
Rittles like a snake. Do you need to get bitten? So.
Yeah.
And if the feeling is there, just got to follow it. We all have that feeling.
Obviously, at Body, we have statistics for our models and we help you to give you, you know, support and guidance. How helpful has that been for you?
Well, first of all, the schedule is so great. I feel like I have a free secretary.
Yes.
I just, like, look at my phone and everything is there. time by time, different colors for castings, test shoots, if it's an editorial, if it's a campaign. And I love the exclamation marks, how many of them are there when it's a big campaign? Boom, 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 a few K. And I'm like, oh, I love that.
Yeah.
So that helps me a lot personally. And I've heard from other models, model friends, that they wish to have that.
Mm.
So thank you guys a lot for that. And the statistics. Statistics, they help you understanding the business side of it. Because then we come to a point where sometimes we might think about unnecessary stuff.
Mm.
But then how does that affect your statistics? Like, you want to make money from modeling and not have side jobs? That's why those statistics are there, because you want to compete yourself and beat those statistics and get them up there. Mm. So you eventually are living on modeling.
Mm.
It's definitely possible living on modeling, especially with body.
Love that. Love that. I mean, I just wanted to give you guys control on your life, because I think every other, probably around the world, every other model agency doesn't have what we have. Because I think a lot of it is smoke and mirrors. They don't really want you to know that maybe nothing's going on or whatever, but we have nothing to hide. And I want you to be able to control your life so you can then see, okay, I've got nothing on, or just giving you guys control.
That may come from a point of you being in the industry before you had this agency as well, because you know what it feels like, because you were me.
Yeah.
You were her.
Yeah.
Everyone else. So 100%. That's maybe, you know, what you've want, what you should have been given at the time. Mm. Now you provide that.
Yeah, definitely.
If I'm not wrong.
You're so right. But also so many things, just, you know, expenses and this. I have no time for that because I went through that, as I'm sure you have, and other agencies around the world. And you get your statement, you think, I didn't sign up for that.
Mm-hmm.
That's not cool. But I think the statistics are something that, again, we do that I don't think anyone else will do. But I want to give you guys the tools. I want everyone to be the best version that they can be and make as much money as they can be. You know, that's the dream.
Again, like you said, it's a teamwork. The more I make, the more you make, the more you make, the more I make.
Yeah.
I guess you would know. You tell me if I'm wrong.
Yeah.
As you can't help someone if they don't want the help. So, like, you giving me the tool, giving us the tool, every individual in the agency, to become better on their own, that is what is going to make the team better, which is us.
Yeah.
So those, they help a lot. I just can't explain. Like, that schedule, having that schedule on its own, it is, it feels like I have a free secretary.
I love that. Literally. That's a great explanation.
It is,
actually.
Though. Like, your secretary is there to tell you what you have on your schedule, to puts the schedule for you.
20 secretaries.
Literally.
All fighting.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that is, that's very true. But you're so right. It's about you wanting to learn and wanting to understand and teamwork. And, you know, we can help, you know, give advice and training and all of these, but let's work together. And just little things, like, you're so great if you're on a job and you might say, oh, by the way, I met this great person, I think that you should reach out to them, or oh, I overheard this, there's something going on. It's just,
that's how I started. People did that to me when I needed help.
Yeah.
When I shared with some lovely people that I was fortunate to meet, I need this, I want that, they're like, oh, okay, I know this person, I know that person. But eventually the biggest help is finding the right agent.
Mm.
Yes, we love to grind, but don't try to do it on your own.
Mm.
Finding the right agent is the key.
Yeah.
We are athletes. We like, it's very close, it's very similar. I grew up playing basketball semi-professionally, and it is exactly the same. A soccer player has an agent. Basketball player has an agent, manager, whatever you call them. It's literally the same, because we need that strategy and we can't see it sometimes. Agent does.
Love that.
So, like, I want to highlight that for the next ones, all the current ones who need to hear this. Get the agent, the one that believes in you, that your heart feels comfortable.
And also bring the energy.
Yes, definitely. Because
yeah.
It If you're not passionate, don't even bother anyway.
So true.
Like, just go do something. So true. Go do something else.
It's
like, if this is not your passion.
Yeah, literally. See ya.
You can't live on it.
Yeah, no.
Go do your passion, which doesn't feel like work. Then watch you killing it, making the most money.
So why do you love modeling so much?
First of all, it started with self-love of wanting to be better spiritually and physically. Mm. And modeling taught me that I do that and get paid for it. So the better I get as a human being, the better I get paid. At the same time, I believe every model is an artist. I love this art. It's my art. And this is the form of art. I'm not a painter, but I am a model. And that's my form of art, that when I can show my work and make you feel something, whatever you feel, this is what I love. I love the art of it. I like to think, well, in this day and age, it's Instagram, but my portfolio, my work, that is my gallery, which is done with amazing teams.
Yeah.
Shout out to everybody. this is why I love modeling.
How has your understanding of fashion evolved since becoming a model?
When you are daily in something, anything, you get to see more details and you get to see the whys. These help me understanding more about fashion. Why do we love that certain cut? Why do we love this certain clothing or certain era? Are you a 90s kid? Are you Y2K kind of person? Or you're not, you change it up every time. Being in fashion industry, meeting the most amazing stylists and models and photographers, each individual gives you this one information that helps you understand more about certain brands. You get to know the history. I learned from amazing people that fashion is something to be studied. To know, to become a better model, we need to know the history of certain brands to actually understand that. Because what makes fashion is you have these things that they make that one big headline. And yeah, meeting these amazing individuals that they educated me, and it never ends, still getting educated every day.
How does it make you feel when friends or family or strangers say to you, oh, you're just a model?
I personally get, I thought, like when they see my Instagram and stuff, or like friends, like they go, oh, you're not just a model. Okay. Like people say, like people tell me that they would expect me having a certain personality that when we meet, they are surprised that I don't have that personality, and that they say that I come across more genuine. Not like I kind of get what they mean, but it is more about having expectations. Some people will just have expectations. If you're in finance, if someone's in finance, they have expectations about that certain someone. If they're an actor, people will be like, oh, actors like that, models like that, finance bros are like that. Majority of the models, we learn not to have expectations because of rejections we get from castings. But that is the daily training. However, I usually get that you're not just a model. And I try to actually also be protective over my model friends, my co-workers, basically. I try to tell people, like, models are very conscious, that models are... I learned what to eat from models. I learned how to center my energy because I met another model that centers their energy. Well, models are models, and there is a lot of work that models do to be models. Spiritual work, which First, you need to get your spirit right, to get your physique right. You know, what's inside reflects outside.
Mm.
Maybe not 100% of the models, but majority.
Yeah. How do you, because a lot of models, when they come to London, they will come from other markets and they will think, oh my God, I've got this casting. Everyone is so nice to me. But that's just, you know, normally Londoners, we're just very, you know, open and embracing. How have you dealt with rejection when you've gone to that casting and you've thought, I've smashed that and you didn't get it?
I'd like to take this back first, because this is a classic. And this is one of the best things we learn as models, about life. And our job modeling teaches us that. Because dealing with rejection is protection. And we learn this with getting rejected. So what I experienced when I started modeling first, obviously when I got rejected, it's not even a rejection. We're just not the look that they look for.
Mm.
But we were fortunate enough to go to that casting and be considered, which there is usually something to learn from. You might see a different fashion on a different model and be inspired, and then boom, you just upgrade your wardrobe. Or you meet the photographer that doesn't shoot you for that certain campaign, but you're stuck in their mind, and then they test shoot you, or they shoot you for the magazine that's coming up next week. So we need to really understand the opportunities. You might get rejected from that certain job or a certain shoot that day and that minute. However, if you go there embracing, loving your job, show that you're a professional and just an interesting human being, very you, not imitating, just you purely, people keep you in their mind. It was very difficult in the beginning, learning how to deal with rejection. I personally think, what if I've never been to that casting ever? Would that be better? I don't think so. So going there, getting rejected, but I collect something. I get something somehow. Personally, I do. So if people can't, I would recommend my friends to learn how to get what to get. Sometimes you get small, sometimes big, but like, would it be better if you've never been there?
You know what we need to do? We need to do a little thing with you in the agency, get some of the, you know, sad models in. And then we get FA.
Are we recording right now?
And then you just would pick them up. And it's like, I just love that, how you turn. I always say this to my team, you know, take that negative, turn it into a positive. I always love to try and see the positive. Just try and find that. And I think so many people could learn from that. And I love that comment that you've been, you know, requested for the casting. That's a positive.
Yeah. There's a casting that I had tears in my eyes just because I was the option for it. There was a job. And I'm like, and that's my dream job. You know it.
I know.
Please. Yeah. Not yet. I don't want to be like, yeah, I know better than other people. No.
Mm.
I'm a human being too. But like, just be grateful. Mm. Just be grateful and listen.
Yeah.
You don't love you, who's going to love you? And it all comes with, you love you, then you will love the casting. Even the train ride to that casting, I'm grateful for it. And there is difference. It's just like, I would like to give example from basketball.
Yeah.
Well, Kobe Bryant was there already on his second training when the other players were arriving for their first. Exactly the same mentality. You do many castings, you get rejected, but it is your training. It's one another opportunity to kill it at your dream casting that is going to skyrocket your career. So every casting is a training, practice, and a free practice, and a real practice. It's not even a practice, it is a real thing. And it's coming to you for free. I just don't see why people would not like it.
Yeah, I think that's a fabulous answer. All of your answers are fabulous.
I'll try my best. Right. There's still a long way to go and a lot to learn. But yeah.
But I think that really is it, isn't it? You remain humble, you do your best, and you are your best, where you try to be your best, and it's constantly learning.
It is definitely constantly learning. And well, humbleness is the minute you're not, I can just tell people to try. Be humble and try the outcome, see the outcome, and don't be humble. You see how quickly it's taken away from you.
Mm.
Simple as that. It's something that you can experience daily. The beauty of life is, though, the minute you make a decision to be a humble human, everything starts coming back to you. So free to try.
What are your aspirations? You know, you're just your dreams.
In modeling or in life?
I know your dream job, but I would say in modeling and in life, what is your goal?
First answer that comes to my mind might sound a little general, but I really want to tap the top. Physically and mentally, that I'm created to be. That would be my ultimate goal. I don't want to one day sit and think to myself that I could have done this and I didn't try enough. Because we only have now to try as hard as we can. And then we'll try hard, not really try hard, while not trying too hard, like push and pull. We know that. And, being present and grateful, all these combinations, we only have now to do it. And if we have, everyone has a dream, I guess, everyone who has a dream, it's only now that we can put the work in, I would say.
That's beautiful. That's wonderful, because so many people will say, oh, I want this, or it's a... you know, it might be a more monetary thing or this, but I think that
I don't have a dream. I'm very happy with my financials, as you have my financial statement. Thank you. yes, we would love to have a lot of money. It's a tool, though. So I know I will have it more and more. So it is not really my dream. My dream is not to drive a Ferrari. Well, I like classic cars anyway. I don't like new routine.
Yeah.
So maybe a classic Ferrari.
Well, you'd like my car.
Maybe. Well. Was that a Corvette?
Yeah.
My dad had one. And
really?
I will actually show you in my phone that I have screenshots of 76 Stingray.
No way.
That is my dream car.
No way.
Yes.
Mine's 68 Stingray.
Oh, yeah. That's great.
You can drive it.
Thank you. Well, I can take you up on that easy. That's my dream, would be more because I realize that the holidays that we go to, materials that we have, if we are not aware and conscious, we don't enjoy them fully. We don't even know what they are. So the more, my dream is to get more and as conscious as I can get to understand. And that's when you are grateful, truly.
Yeah.
Then materials, then I will enjoy the materials more. We love the materials. We appreciate them. We don't worship them.
True. I can really see you expanding on this in your life. And I can really, really see you, to be honest, anything that I think you want to do, I know you'll be successful, as I know you
do too. Thank you.
But I think you do have so much that you can give back to people, and people could learn from so much. So I think this is just the start for you.
Well, I'm really thrilled to hear that from you, because when I told you that I'm good at table tennis and you looked back at me, you're like, I'll play you. And I'm like, okay, Gemma, but like, I'm really good. And you're like, oh, no, I'll win. You don't know me. And that's when I realized, I'm like, okay, our energies match.
Yeah.
Okay, like that's when I saw a part of my future self. And you know what? I can't compete with you. I would not. That's when I saw a glimpse of my future self. So definitely a compliment.
Thank you.
And I learned how to give and take from meeting the most amazing people in this industry, starting with Fernando and then goes up to George. These people helped me unconditionally, because when they needed help, they got help. And because I got help from these amazing people, they planted me like a seed in this industry. Now I want to help the next people. Because this is the true meaning of life, I think. Sharing.
Yeah.
And if we are fortunate enough to have some kind of greatness that is given, or we took that, or a bit of both. And if we don't share that,
not good.
Why not?
Yeah.
You know?
Thank you so much for coming today. Seriously.
Thank you for having me. Yeah, I was a bit nervous, but...
I have to say, I personally feel enlightened. I feel like you've given me energy, and I could just do another poor podcast.
No way. Seriously?
And now
I'm so glad. That is the best compliment I could ever get.
And now I'm about to go see my kids, and I think I'm really going to work on just being, you know, so present and just... You've inspired me.
No. Yeah. Really? Yeah. Well, I'm so glad to hear that. I'm currently shy.
But that's what that's what you're aiming to do. This is what the energy gives out. That's pay it back.
Just so grateful that I got help from amazing people again and again when I needed the most.
Yeah.
They came out of nowhere unconditionally. They helped me.
Yeah.
Which inspired me to hopefully be a little help to somebody. How great is that?
It's amazing.
Good on me if I can ever do that.
Yeah.